Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all can join us once again. You guys know, just as I love great books, I love great music as well. And our next guests have definitely provided some great music through their new album, Falling Again, and also even before that. Real excited to welcome back to our program Matt Dozat as well as Heather St. Marie. Together, they are Dozat St. Marie. We're going to talk to them not only about their journey as singer-songwriters, but what it's been like for them to share their music with the world and to see the way that people are responding to it. Heather, Matt, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having us, Cyrus.
Great to be back.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, I meant what I said. I mean, I love great music, and I love the fact that you guys are able to put the focus where it belongs, and that is on the music. Heather, I'll begin with you. I mean, do you think that has been one of the reasons why you guys have been received as well as you are, because you really are about the music?
I think so. You know, we learned early on that you have to put your ego aside with any art, whether it's writing a book or a poem or painting something, and especially I think in music, because people get too tied into the whole, like, I want to be a rock star. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes the music, the lyrics suffer because of it. And we kind of made a vow to ourselves that no matter what, we were going to stay very true to the music, you know, and make sure that it was pure. And
yeah.
I think people respond to that sincerity and that pureness of heart.
Right. I totally agree with that. Matt, I mean, but how have you guys been able to do it? Because, you know, I don't think everyone who loses their soul in it, I don't think they intend to. But it's so easy, I guess, because of the competitive nature of anything, I think, dealing with the entertainment industry. It's so easy to kind of get caught up in it. I mean, how have you guys been able to stay so authentic, do you think?
Well, I think the art itself, we're true to the art of songwriting. We're very serious about it, and kind of, as Heather says, we try our best to kind of get out of the way and let the song kind of dictate, putting, you know, any kind of ego aside. And but yeah, we write stuff that's typically, you know, very true to us, very personal. Sometimes we draw inspiration from others. We have a lot of fans that we keep in touch with a lot, and so we get to, you know, we get to experience all their, you know, life achievements, you know, your births and weddings, and but with that comes deaths and divorces and just, you know, all that. We draw from those experiences as well.
Right.
Our music is typically kind of a little more melancholy, and, you know, so I guess Heather and I are really kind of drama-free people, but we really like our drama when it comes to our songwriting.
Yeah. And
we
I
keep
think
it there, but not in real life.
Right, and I think
yeah.
people see that, yeah, and time slips away. So, Heather, take our listeners back, for those who are just hearing about you guys in this conversation. I mean, when did you first realize that music had to be a part of your life? I know there had to come a point where you said, this is just what I have to do. I mean, what was that point for you?
You know, it's funny. My grandmother tells me that when I was probably 3 or 4 years old, I would tell her that I'm going to be a famous singer one day, and I'm going to live in a big house, and you're going to live with me. That's what I would tell her, you know, and I loved music and would all the time say, like, I'm going to do music. And I think over time, I kind of forgot about it. You know, I got busy with school, and, you know, you start to think about what's expected of you, and I did well in school. So it was like, well, I'm probably going to be a doctor or a lawyer. And then I actually went to college in pre-med. And then I realized that I liked to sleep, and I didn't want to stay up all night studying. You know, and I have a sensitive heart, you know, and I thought, I don't think I can really make it as a doctor. You know, I wouldn't be able to deal with that loss that you have to deal with ultimately. And so I did a 180 and went to art school. And, you know, this was still in my freshman year, and I hear about this guy in high school who's putting a band together, and I thought, that sounds kind of fun. You know, I don't know, I'm kind of bored in school, and, you know, maybe I'll try out. And I think it all came rushing back when I started writing with Matt. That's who the guy was in high school, with Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And it all kind of came rushing back, that love of music all over again, and realized that's kind of where I was supposed to be headed. And so I'm really glad I did.
Right, right. And Matt, what about for you? I mean, she mentions, of course, hearing about this guy, of course, that guy being you. I mean, where did that come from for you where you said, you know what, this is what I want to do?
That's my music is, or wanting to do music has been my earliest memories. I started teaching myself piano when I was in diapers, and that was my first instrument just because that was there, you know, in our living room with a piano. And so I started teaching myself that, mimicking songs that I'd heard, and then immediately started writing. And then, but really my earliest memory is that I always wanted to play guitar. I just wanted to be a guitarist, but I was shy and didn't want to ask my parents for a guitar for some weird reason. But then I found one in the attic one day, and I don't really remember how old I was, but I got it down and freaked my brothers out. I have brothers that are 10 and 11 years older than me, and I would always sneak in their room and listen to their music, and you know, so that's where I get most of my influences, is their classic rock.
Yeah.
Zeppelin and stuff, and I found this guitar up in the attic, and it was horrible. It was in Louisiana in an attic. That's horrible conditions for a guitar, you know, with the humidity and the heat. And so this thing was horrible, but got it down and freaked them out because I started playing Led Zeppelin riffs like immediately. Just kind of have that ear, and I can, you know, I'm fortunate that I can just do that. Freaks people out, but so that's really been my background. It's just that's what I've known I wanted to do all along, and started in it's. I come from a kind of smaller town, and it was kind of hard to get, you know, a good band together. But you know, Heather, I actually did put that together in Louisiana. But before then, we actually worked as a duo. We did some shows as an acoustic duo. The intentions at the time were to find members to put a rock band together, and we did that. And you know, I think that's the last time we talked to you, we were kind of rolling with Hydrovibe was our band, and we were touring and stuff. And then now it's kind of come full circle where we're this duo thing is just taking off. It's not exactly how we intended it, but it's been a very fun and wild ride thus far.
Yeah. And what a great ride that now we're able to enjoy, especially with the new project out this year. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. You just heard there from Matt Dozat, as well as, of course, Heather St. Marie. We've been talking to them already, not only about their own journey in music, but what it's been like for them now, of course, to come together as Dozat St. Marie. And, you know, I think, you know, you mentioned the full circle moment, Matt, and to you, Heather. I mean, you know, is that why you think it, you know, people are relating to it? Because it just feels right. I mean, the music feels right. I mean, the music feels right. Everything feels right at this moment.
We definitely struck a chord.
Yeah. And you know, there was a common theme. When Matt and I toyed with this, you know, the rock band kind of was laying low. We weren't doing a whole lot of touring. Our bass player was playing with some other bands. And we were just kind of taking some time away and doing our separate thing. And Matt and I were toying with the idea, like, look, we've been saying this forever. We really should try to do this acoustic thing, just the two of us. But it's a terrifying idea when you're coming from rock. You know, are you going to alienate your fans? Are they going to look at it and go, eh, that was kind of cool, I guess. You know, we weren't really sure. So we played a few test shows, and the common thread that everyone kind of, it was almost creepy. People just kept saying, you guys are doing exactly what you should be doing. Or someone else across the country would say, this fits. This is what you guys, you know, you're right. You're on the mark. And so I think that kind of kept us going, those early comments that literally were telling us that you're headed in the right direction. Just keep doing it. You know, and it kind of just all fell into place really well.
Yeah. And I think that's been a great thing. So Matt, for you, I mean, it's one thing for you to love what you do, and it's very obvious that you do that. But, I mean, what is it like for you to hear from fans that, you know, many of them, of course, now because of social media, have never met you, but they feel as though they know you just because of the music. What does that feel like?
Well, that's great. We feed off of fan, you know, response, and we're really close with our fans. I mean, we tour so much with the band. So chances are we crash at these people's houses, and we, you know, we hang out with them, and we really try to keep up. Social media is good for that, and a lot of people hate it, But we love it because we like to keep in touch with our fans. They always say the fans always become friends. And, you know, I think they've grown with us. And so, you know, part of your last question to Heather, I think it could be that our fans have matured a little bit, and this is really striking a chord with them, what we're doing now. Mm. You know, they always like the rock band, and the rock band really is just, it's the same thing. It's me and Heather, but it's just a different sonic environment, right? It's like a loud rock thing, but we're kind of still singing strong kind of pop-crafted songs. Now we're doing this. It's a little less, you know, the loud rock, it's a little less intimidating in that respect, but every bit is intense, and I think the fans are really latching on to that, and we hear it nightly. I mean, how much they really love what we're doing, and they feel like maybe we've hit a stride with this.
Right.
So, you know, the fan response and support is crucial to what we do.
Heather, take me into, for those of us like myself who have not been up on that stage, you know, performing, you know, some of our, you know, something of our own. I mean, you know, it's one thing for you guys to go in the studio to do an EP like Falling Again, which we're about to hear from, but the live experience has to be a totally another level. I mean, what is that like for you to be up on that stage? And the energy, I think, is what comes to mind. I mean, what is that energy like?
Well, we're not your traditional acoustic act. You know, it's always funny when we're playing a place for the first time and we start raising up the mic stands and moving the chairs out of the way because we stand up. And the sound guy is just kind of like, okay. And then I check the mic and I'm so loud and they're like, oh, okay. I mean, it's not what you're going to expect because we come from that rock background. And I can't sing without singing with every bit of me. Mm-hmm. You know, it comes from deep inside, as cliche as it sounds, but I mean, I have to sing really full force to make the sound that I make. And so it's very powerful. But for us, you know, it's a roller coaster. It's terrifying and thrilling and exciting. You know, and I don't like roller coasters. I don't even like Ferris wheels, but this is my adrenaline rush, you know, because you get up there and there's nothing to hide behind. You know, not that we were hiding in the rock band, but there is the loud music, the guitars, the lights, a drummer, a bass player. You know, there's four of us to look at. So you can kind of fudge a little bit if you take a breath or, you know, whatever. And in this, I mean, it's just two of us. There's nothing. There's no vocal effects, really, unless the sound guy's playing a little bit. You know, it's just completely stripped down and naked.
Right.
And I love it because it's just, you know, you've got to just put it out there. So it's a terrifying and thrilling rush at the same time. And when you got people like in the crowd, I laugh because most people probably wouldn't think this is a compliment, but when I look out in the crowd and I see people like leaning on each other or they're crying, that's when you know you've got them. You know, because of the
right.
type of lyrics we're writing, they're connecting and they feel it and they're in that moment with us.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Matt, Heather mentioned the vulnerability there. Is that one of the things that you appreciate about the live performance as well?
Yes. And, you know, as we always say, at first it was absolutely terrifying, you know, because we spent our whole careers in, you know, rock bands, and which is a lot more forgiving setting than an intimate acoustic thing. But now we absolutely love it. I didn't know if we were going to – I knew we were going to enjoy doing this. I didn't know if it would satisfy – our craving to have, you know, the rock performance, I guess, you know, it's a different animal entirely. But to our surprise, we absolutely love this, the duo performance equally as much, if not better. It's so much more a challenge because of what, you know, what we said, you can't really hide behind anything. And now we're using that dynamic. We break it down to where there are moments where it's just complete a cappella, no instrumentation. You know, we're taking people on that roller coaster ride of drama. Again,
right.
we're not dramatic people, but when it comes to music, we are high drama.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it that high drama, Heather, that kind of was the birth of Falling Again?
You know, that kind of came from hearing from so many people, and I mean, and me included, when part of, I think, a rite of passage when you grow up, is when you kind of fall in love with the wrong person and you know they're bad for you, and then you have to just kind of figure out how to break away from that. And it could also not even be a person, you know, the wrong thing that you know is not good for you, but you want to do it anyway. And it's a theme that we'd hear a lot from people over the times on the road, fans, and, you know, just kind of felt right to write a song about that because so many people can relate to that feeling, you know, just knowing something's bad for you, but you just keep going back.
Right, exactly. So true. So, Matt, we're about to listen to the single, Time Slips Away. What can you tell us about that single?
Let's see. I was on tour with Skylar Fisk, and we were in Virginia, and Heather was with me. We did some shows. We actually opened some shows with her, and we wrote this song in Virginia, which is why there's the reference to Virginia in the song. And the song is really, I guess, one of the most, retrospective sentiment. It's definitely the most sentimental song that we've ever done. And it just kind of looks back on this life of touring and this journey that we've been on to chase our dreams, moving from rural Louisiana all the way out to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That's in the song. And then going back to Louisiana with pride that, you know, all the accomplishments that we've done and people have been so proud of us, and that's in the song. It's just all about adventuring and chasing down your dreams.
Exactly. I want to come back to that point you just made. That's what I love about not scripting this show. I love the fact that we're kind of able to play off the conversation. I'm going to talk about being present in the moment here in a moment, Matt. But for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Dozot St. Marie and their single, Time Slips Away. You guys stay with us. We'll be back with more Conversations Live after this.
Touchdown in Virginia. Time.
Time Slips Away by Dozot St. Marie here on Conversations Live. Really excited to welcome back to our program Matt and Heather. They're here talking to us not only about their new EP, Falling Apart, but also what it's been like for them to do the music that they love and to see the way that you guys are responding to it. We'll tell you guys at the end of the program, of course, how you guys can stay connected with them. But, of course, that project, as well as the whole EP, is available through our online retailer like Amazon.com. You guys can get it there for about $5. So you guys should definitely take advantage of that. And, again, we'll be reminding you of that a little bit later. Matt, you had mentioned something before we heard Time Slips Away, and I wanted to make sure that I remembered it, but I really didn't have to remember it that much because it actually was in the single, and that is the importance of appreciating the journey. Because, as you said, I mean, you did what so many people just talk about. You guys got up, you made a decision, you made that literal move, as well, of course, a move in your career. I mean, have you had the time to really appreciate how much you all have been able to do, Matt?
Well, sometimes it's such a fast-paced ride, it's hard to take a look around and appreciate, but we try our best, and that keeps us grounded. It's been a really wild ride, just this whole experience through, you know, every facet that we've experienced in this music business since we moved here. It's been a very wild ride, very enjoyable, definitely ups and downs, and in this business, the ups are way up and the downs are way down. But that's okay. That's okay. We appreciate all those experiences and draw from that in our writing.
Yeah, definitely gives you more material. Heather, what about for you? I mean, even as that song alludes to, time slips away. I mean, are you able to kind of appreciate the ride along the way?
You know, I really try to. When we first started touring, I would take pictures and put them in iPhoto and categorize and date them. And, you know, after 3 weeks on tour, I realized I wasn't living it, you know. So now we may not have as many photos or things like that, but we're living and appreciating every moment. And we do try to keep each other grounded. You know, I think coming from Louisiana, both of us from small towns, it keeps us humble. And we do remember sometimes, like, when we're thinking back and it's just like, God, did that really happen? Yeah, it really did happen. You know, we really did all these things. And it's cool because, you know, we still remember the people we are and were in that small town. So I think we're able to appreciate everything we've been given. And like Matt said, you know, just trying to remember that when times are tough or you may not get what you were hoping for or wanting, that's okay. It's all part of the journey and it's all part of the, you know, fuel for the next album.
Right. Exactly. Well, we definitely want our listeners to enjoy the EP that is out now. Again, it's called Falling Again, and that project has two versions of that single, including one of them being the acoustic version. So you guys can buy either the individual singles or, of course, get the entire EP. You can get it, again, through our friends like at Amazon.com. All of that information is available on the website. And Matt, why don't you go ahead and give out the website and let our listeners know how they can stay connected with you guys.
Well, we always push our own website, because with everything else out there, that it could be fleeting, you know, as MySpace went away, that was proof that we, you know, we own the website, which is dozatstmarie.com. I'm going to spell it, that's dozatstmarie.com. And they'll be able to find everything through there. We're pretty easy to find.
Right, pretty easy to find. And they definitely retweet, so if you guys reach out to them, they will tweet you back. I'm living proof of that. And they also have, as you said, you know, a great online following there as well, Matt. But as you said, the website really does give you everything, including, of course, how people can be able to get the album as well. Heather, Matt, thank you all so much again for a great conversation today. I hope you guys will come back. We'll love to have you back on.
We will.
Oh, we'd love to.
The pleasure is definitely all mine, and we thank all of you for tuning in to another great edition of Conversations Live. If you guys came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. If you're joining us online, you guys can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media pages at facebook.com/CyrusWeb. You guys can find it there, as well as on twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I've already tagged Dozat St. Marie there, so you guys can easily find their pages as well, so you guys can stay connected with them too. But click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free, and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. And again, as Matt mentioned, dozatstmarie.com is the website. That'll give you everything dealing with them, including great video there as well. So make sure you guys take advantage of that. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you guys take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.